Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today dark days flying Delta. And it's because Delta Airlines has just authorized, just made public notice that they're going to not only continue to show their pornographic material by way of videos in flight, but now they are going to cease to edit out the most dangerous provocative scenes. They've been accused of editing that out. Now they're saying that they're not going to do that and carry out that practice. They have bowed completely to the LGBTQ agenda. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I said before the break, let me repeat it again. The Delta Airlines telephone number is 1-800-221-1212, 1-800-221-1212. Call that number and demand that they cease and desist, and if they don't, let them know that you're going to cease and desist anything to do with Delta Airlines. You want to cancel anything that you're doing. If you got flights already scheduled, cancel the flights. I don't care if it costs you a few hundred dollars for canceling the flight. Cancel the flight. Get a refund on what you can. Find another airline that does not show pornographic movies in flight. It's destructive to the family. What's a family supposed to do if you're seated two or three seats behind and there's the gap between the seats and you can see two or three seats in front of what's being viewed on those monitors that's the in-flight entertainment centers in the back of the seats? Ladies and gentlemen, I say have nothing to do with it. Even though we understand the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. That word perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, deadly, decadent, deceitful, devastating. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the era in which we're living today. That's the day in which we're living. It is current and modern society today. And I say to you, call Delta Airlines 800-221, 1-800-221-1212, and let them know your disfavor with what they are doing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just in the airlines. We're watching the promulgation of the LGBTQ agenda. And you might have heard me say on a broadcast several weeks ago that on the global basis, the profound statement by the leadership of the LGBTQ agenda said it's not the desire just to force LGBTQ ideals and lifestyle, but to crush the heterosexual lifestyle around the world. That's their goal. That's the globe. That's the goal that they have. And in doing so, they must recruit your sons and daughters and our grandkids. They are out to recruit them, and one of the recruitment methodologies happens to be now open, in-your-face, in-flight videos of the pornographic material by the LGBTQ. And especially they're pushing, ladies and gentlemen, the lesbian, the gay, lesbian, homosexual, sodomite lifestyle. It's bad enough if we're porn generally, but it's doubly bad when they're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, recruiting your sons and daughters, recruiting them into that lifestyle by openly showing that in-flight on the Delta Airlines. It is horrific. Ladies and gentlemen, the LGBTQ agenda permeates every aspect of society. And I've said before, and let me say again, every major bank in America now supports in some fashion LGBTQ. When it comes to the sodomite parades in the city, every bank in this city and in your city, wherever you may be listening to this broadcast, every bank contributes to it. Every major corporate entity contributes to it. Everything that is called the coming out of Silicon Valley with the technologies contribute to it. All of the social media giants contribute to the LGBTQ agenda. Every major corporate entity, even the public schools now, are right down to our public our police departments and across America, they're involved in the LGBTQ agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, even our schools are indoctrinating our children in the LGBTQ agenda. Here's an article that says, and it talks about with the food industry, says Whole Foods sponsored drag queen story hour targeting children. Yes, you heard me right, Whole Foods. This article says Whole Foods Market is a sponsor of drag queen story hour events designed to indoctrinate children into the transgenderism and homosexuality. Their goal is to normalize the LGBTQ lifestyle. Hear me, it's Whole Foods. Whole Foods Market was a primary sponsor of two drag queen story hour books reading recently held in Atlanta. At these events, men dressed in women's clothing read books, and they teach kids that boys might actually be girls or vice versa. Drag queen story hour pose a dark threat to the moral and spiritual lives of American children. These are not isolated events, this article says, but represent a real trend across America. According to one news source, drag queen story hours are a global phenomenon with more than 35 chapters in the U.S. alone. The events often draw hundreds of participants. In Houston, for example, earlier this year, two drag queens who participated in the story hours were later revealed to be convicted child molesters and transgendered prostitutes. Whole Foods Market has more than 476 stores in 42 states in America. If they'll sponsor drag queen store hours in Atlanta, they may be preparing to sponsor events like that in other cities, including your city and my city, across America. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how I can emphasize it any more than to say, as Christian parents, we need to sit up and take notice. We need to understand what's happening and how rapidly it's taking place. And by the way, we look at it as happening rapidly. It is now, because we're watching the closing of the curtain. We're watching the drawing of the net. This started back in the early 70s with the homosexual movement. The homosexual movement have been satisfied all of these years with incrementalism. That means a little battle here, a little battle there, getting a little regulation in the cities here, a regulation here. They've now done that since the early 70s. They're drawing the net now across the nation, where it seems as though it's one fell swoop, but it's an orchestrated, planned, carried out, sponsored by Satan and the demons of hell to destroy America, to destroy the family, to destroy male and female as God created them in Genesis 1:27. It's to destroy God's normal, to destroy God's ideal, to destroy God, the image of God that's in man, to destroy that. You see, the Sodomites understand that it is sin. They understand that it's against the Word of God. They understand that they were not born that way. It's a lie perpetrated upon society today that's causing denomination after denomination to embrace the Sodomite lifestyle and to even have Sodomite pastors and Sodomite church members and Sodomite leadership and saying somehow, some way it's okay because we love everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast today is not because I don't love everybody. This broadcast today is because I love you enough to tell the truth. This broadcast is generally, as we face the issues, we generally face issues that I am willing to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen because I love you too much to be silent. I think it's time, as Christians, we stop being silent. And I don't know about you, but this to me is the straw that breaks the camel's back, as the old cliche used to be. This is the thing that should cause every Christian to say, we're not going to be silent any longer. We're going to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. James Dobson talks about it and has talked about it for quite some time. Here's an article. James Dobson, school news about most horrible sex ed greatly angers me, he said. Dr. James Dobson, the founder of Focus on the Family, the James Dobson Family Institute, and Family Talk, is blasting the administrators of Austin, Texas Public School for the harmful indoctrination of explicit sex educational programs that exposes children to graphic details not appropriate even to describe in this letter, he says. Hear me, and I'll continue the article from Dobson in a moment. Hear me well. When Dr. Dobson says that exposes children to graphic details, what he's literally talking about is that in our schools today, our students from kindergarten through high school, they're being introduced to raw pornographic material with every kind of sex act that could be imagined and beyond. They're indoctrinating your sons and daughters and our sons and daughters and grandkids. They're being indoctrinated with the immoral, ungodly, unholy, demonic lifestyle that's going to destroy the family in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Dobson says, despite the considerable opposition, the Austin Independent School District adopted a curriculum that critics say promotes a radical ideology opposed by most parents. David Walls, vice president of the Texas Values, has said there's a resounding concern that this radical, hypersexualized sex education is going to be problematic for the future generations of the kids in this city and across America. Lessons based on gingerbread person will introduce fifth graders to gender identity, attraction, biological sex, and gender expressions. Kathy Ryan, the district's director of academics, claimed that the emphasis must be on being inclusive Ladies and gentlemen, I'm tired of hearing that word inclusive. Somehow, some way, and that's been brought into the halls of the churches and the denominational organizations where we've got to embrace everything. We've got to be inclusive. We cannot exclude anybody. Ladies and gentlemen, God's word knows nothing about that. God's word in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10 talks about those that will not go to heaven. It is very, very clear with the scripture in relationship to that subject. In fact, in that particular text in verses 9 and 10, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor abusers of them with mankind, nor thieves, nor coveters, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't get any clearer than that. Now, can you say God is exclusive, that he is not inclusive enough? Can you say somehow, some way that God is not wanting to embrace everybody? The scripture is very, very clear that God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. God's desire is to see everybody say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. But that does not mean that somehow, some way, because we love people, that we're supposed to embrace and celebrate the sodomite lifestyle in America and around the world. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, that we say no to that lifestyle and to that that's being promulgated and pushed into our churches. And this is the reason I go back to the issue about Delta Airlines showing raw pornographic material videos on in flight on their planes. Call Delta Airlines, 1-800-221-1212. 1-800-221-1212. Get your call directed through to the Delta Airlines. Let them know that you're unhappy by that, that you want something to be done about it, or you will have nothing more to do with Delta Airlines. Dr. Dobson continues in his article. This week's news from Austin, Texas greatly angers me, he said. The sex education curriculum adopted by the Austin Independent School District is not education. It is indoctrination of the most horrible variety. He further says, reports and draft curriculum reveal that the children as young as 8 and 9 years of age will be exposed to attacks on the family and instructed to avoid non-inclusive language like mother or father. Fifth grade students will discuss sexual orientation and HIV. Sixth grade students will be told that gender is a spectrum, and seventh and eighth graders will be taught how to use condoms and other sexual material. Other graphic details have emerged that are not appropriate to even discuss in this article, Dr. Dobson states. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the perilous times are here. We're talking about the subject, the key subject that I want to hammer on today and to let you understand, dark days with Delta Airlines. Say no to Delta. Call them, 1-800-221-1212. Say no to Delta, 1-800-221-1212. Let them know that you'll have nothing to do with any investment in Delta stocks, that you'll have nothing to do with flying Delta, and you'll tell everybody no to Delta flights, no to Delta Airlines. I believe that every pastor in the pulpit should announce that this Sunday. If your pastor's not heard about it, tell him. Ask him to announce it from the pulpit. Let the parishioners know. Let the members in your church know that they ought not to have anything to do with Delta Airlines. That's my position. That's what I think we need to take a stand on and to be, if you please, passionate about doing so. It's time that we let the world know that we're no longer going to be pushed in the corner and pushed in the silence in the closet of doing nothing. We need to be the watchman on the wall to stand up, speak up, and cry aloud and warn our neighbors and friends and relatives of the dangers ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Join in this dialogue and discussion. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know if you're in agreement with this or if you disagree with me. I'd love to hear if you have Delta stock. You don't have to call your name and what you're going to do about it. I'd love to know whether or not you're going to fly Delta for the holidays or whether or not you're going to cancel that flight and do something about it. Ladies and gentlemen, our schools are indoctrinating our children with the LGBTQ agenda. Our schools are using and teaching curriculum that's designed, developed, publicized, and published by the LGBTQ community and the LGBTQ and Planned Parenthood agenda. This is deadly for our children. It will destroy our families and our homes, our grandkids, and their morals and ethics and values. It is demonic. It is dastardly. It is deadly. Christians must stand up. We must speak up. We must say no. We cannot continue to allow it to take place, ladies and gentlemen. And I realize we've just about all of our denominations today, every mainline denomination, the last one being Southern Baptist Convention, with the presidency being held now by Dr. J.D. Greer. Dr. Greer said that LGBTQ sin is no greater than gluttony. He goes further to say we need to reach out and embrace them in our churches, and I am adamantly opposed to that mindset. Yes, the church is open for any sinner to come and sit and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, but the church, the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ is not made up of LGBTQ sodomites and Christians. That's not so. We cannot embrace it, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question and the comment, please.
Yes. God bless you, Dr. Youngblood, for continuing to faithfully sound the alarm. It is an absolute disgrace for Delta Airline to deteriorate to such a state of degradation, where they would want to begin to open the way, because it's not going to. As soon as they start, and other airlines will follow. To open the airline, the flight to that kind of, in other words, to begin to pollute the airline with no limit to the corrupt behavior. We have done it on the planet Earth, on the Earth, and now we're going to take over the airline, the atmosphere with it. One church, they said that church is silent, we're saying, but one church said that, I'm thinking of John the Baptist, he spoke out and he lost his head. So one church that is comfortable in the pews every week and not paying attention to anything else, studying the scripture, they say that John the Baptist lost his head because after he baptized Jesus, he should have closed down his ministry and followed Jesus. Okay, but we know, praise God, that God wants us to stand up and be strong and to speak up and not to go into hiding, because that only makes it worse, that the enemy give place to the enemy. So that's thank right. you for what you're doing, and may God continue to bless. And we are with you with boycotting Delta unless they back down from this decision. Thank
Very
you.
Good. Thank you so much for your call. Yes, I believe we need to have more John the Baptist today, more that's willing to lose your head for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, more that's willing to take a stand, even if it means standing alone, for the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact that Delta Airlines has just opened the Pandora's box in showing pornographic material, movies, while in flight. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully at the nexus that I want to paint the picture of here. We've been doing that now for the past 20 years in our schools across America. Our schools have opened it through the Pandora's box in the late 80s and early 90s. We opened Pandora's box by saying that it was required in the educational system to teach sex education. Sex educational material here in Duval County in Jacksonville, Florida. In 1991, they did not want me to see the material. After quite some time, I was able to get the teacher's guidebook, the handbook, from them in relationship to teaching sex education. That was just the going on the cusp, the cutting edge, starting what is now the open pornographic material being taught in our public schools. And in that material, it encouraged the teachers, directed the teachers, if you have a parent that disagrees, if you have a parent that questions it, if you have a parent that asks questions about what's being taught, insist to them that they're the only ones. No one else has complained. No one else has asked questions. They're the only ones. In other words, you've got to marginalize the parents, keep the parents out of the loop of knowing what's happening. They have been successful across the nation in our schools of doing that with our sons and our daughters. And you wonder why there's so much teen pregnancy. You wonder why there's such a high level of HIV. You wonder why there's such a high level of sexually transmitted diseases. You wonder why our kids today are not listening to anything that's moral, ethical, and value. You wonder why our kids are dropping out of church and they do not have any interest in being under the Word of God. They want to be entertained. It's because they have been desensitized in our public schools, with the pornographic agenda being promulgated by the LGBTQ agenda and the Planned Parenthood agenda. Planned Parenthood gets business as a result of teen pregnancies. The LGBTQ agenda recruits based on their documented maturity that they're showing. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what's happening in our schools and across America today. Here's an article that says, school officials suspended for merely questioning the LGBTQ agenda. And it talks about a dear lady that's 74 years old, has served for since the early 1900s in one of the school systems, and ahead of the recent board meeting, she discovered a booklet from the school's library, which was gender-specific regarding the list of LGBTQ Pride Month. After the meeting, she said, I raised the indoctrination introduction of the LGBTQ booklet Pride Month into the schools and had not mentioned it before at any previous meeting. I said the parents had not been consulted, and there would be parents with the children from religious backgrounds who would object and not want their children to be introduced to this form of sex education. She said, I urged them to consider those families, and added that as a parent myself, I would not want my sons to be reading the LGBTQ booklet or to be involved in the LGBTQ Pride Month, she said. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, she was suspended and is under investigation now, simply because she had the temerity to say something about it, that she disliked it and she thought it was wrong. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says a 10-year-old say that they were suspended after asking to be excused from the LGBTQ lessons. The thought police are now on the prowl once more, reducing independent thinkers and religious individuals to a pile of embarrassment and shame, even if their targets are only the children. This goes back to South London. South London, to a 10-year-old Christian student, says they were suspended after they asked to have their primary school head teacher to forego any participation in the lesson of the LGBTQ topic, Pride Month. The head teacher, Susan Pappas, allegedly told the kids who are African-American heritage their opposition to the LGBTQ activity made them a disappointment to the school. According to the Christian Concerns, that's reported this. The students were given 5 hours of detention and were suspended for a week. The debacle started on June 20th after they received propaganda-like material, the LGBTQ coloring material book, from the teacher. When asked if they could skip the activity, the teacher denied the request and said that they would not replace the curriculum but put them on suspension. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in the perilous times, the dark days, the last of the last days of society in which we're living in, where we're going to find this will be increasing. So what should we do? How should we respond? I believe it's time that Christians understand the danger in which we're living in. I believe it's time that Christians understand that we need to stand up. And I like to use the term fight back. There's some that say, well, you know, as Christians, we ought to be kind and gentle, yes, but we need to be have wisdom from God and need to take a stand as God would have us to take the stand and not simply be puppets. We need to understand what the scripture says in relationship to this sodomite movement today. In fact, it's found in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 and following, particularly in verse 24 and following. You drop down in the scripture, verse 26, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. Verse 27, chapter 1, Romans. And likewise, also the men, leaving their natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward another man, other men. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet. Verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Ladies and gentlemen, reprobate mind, what does it mean? The word reprobate means depraved, corrupt, sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, evil, profligate, degenerate, damned, debauched, dissolute, corrupt, lost-minded, unruly. And that's what we find, ladies and gentlemen, in those that have been blinded by the LGBTQ lifestyle that's living that lifestyle. They have been blinded, they're debauched, they're degenerate, they're profligate, they're immoral and shameless in their immorality. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that what Delta Airlines is doing is absolutely sinful. It ought not to be. And I suggest that you call Delta Airlines 1-800-221-1212. 1-800-221-1212 and let Delta Airlines know that you'll no longer fly with them. You'll no longer buy their stock. You're no longer investing in anything that Delta Airline has or does. Ladies and gentlemen, it needs to be understood that we need to take a stand. Here's some girls that's taking a stand. Teen girls stage school walkout to protest boys in their bathrooms who claim to be girls. Last week, the debate erupted again in the Council Bluff, Iowa schools. Two groups of students staged a walkout in Abraham Lincoln High School over bathroom privacy, with the protest being sparked by a girl who stated that her privacy was violated by a biological male who recently began to identify as a girl using the female bathroom. She was joined by about 20 other students, females in the school, who left the school at 10:30 a.m. and began chanting for privacy in the restrooms, saying they don't want boys transitioning into being girls to be in the restrooms with them, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I say hats off to these young ladies. The girls that's willing to take a stand because adults are not taking the stand. We need to have boys and girls in our public schools today that will walk out of schools with parental consent, with parental knowledge, parental encouragement. They walk out of the school and say, no more. We're not sending our students to school, this incubator of devastation, demoralization, and destruction of our students, to say no more. We'll not stand it anymore. It's time that Christians come out of the closet. It's time that we speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article. The title of the article is "The Homosexual Agenda is Insidious and Satanic." It's by Michelle Massey, urges parents to remove children from the governmental schools. This article says, the Humanist Manifesto, the Homosexual Manifesto continues. All laws, this is from the Homosexual Manifesto, all laws banning homosexual activities will be revoked. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who are masquerading as heterosexuals. There will be no compromises. We are not middle-class weaklings. We are highly intelligent. We are natural aristocrats of the human race. With steely-minded aristocrats, we'll never settle for less. We will rise up in private armies to defeat you. We shall conquer the world because warriors inspired by and banded together by homosexual love and honor are invincible as we are ancient, as were the ancient Greeks. Ladies and gentlemen, they think that they're powerful. They look at it on the basis that they're in absolute total control. But I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that God is in control, that God's still on the throne, that God still answers prayer, that God can still undermine and tear down and destroy that which is going to destroy our children, our homes, and our families. Let me say once again, call Delta Airlines. Delta Airlines, 1-800-221-1212. 1-800-221-1212. Tell Delta Airlines you'll no longer fly with them. You'll no longer invest in their stocks. In any way, you'll have nothing to do with Delta Airlines. That's 1-800-221-1212. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. We look forward to joining you once again as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 120 21 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.